as we're joined by soccer legend Landon Donovan. Landon's working with Liberty Mutual and with the commitment to projecting the future growth of the game in the United States, and he joins us now on The Attack. Good morning, Landon. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, guys.
Let's talk about Liberty Mutual first, and then we'll swing ourselves on to the pitch. Your work with Liberty Mutual and the success of youth soccer is it has to grow from the kids on up. Let's talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, well, I started my first game with the national team was in 2000, and if you had told me an insurance company the size of Liberty Mutual was going to be involved with us and support soccer 16 short years later, I would have said you're crazy. But it's great to have a partner like that that cares about what we're doing, cares about youth soccer, supports the Olympic movement, supports our national teams. It's great, and they've done a lot of great things around the game, and they're supporting us in ways that we could have never imagined, so it's been great.
They're also giving fans an opportunity to win a trip to four to the U.S. Soccer's National Training Center in L.A. Talk about that, because that's something in conjunction with your work with Liberty Mutual as well.
Yeah, it's great. They want to connect with the fans, and fans can use the hashtag StandProtected and tweet at Liberty Mutual and have a chance to go to L.A. for a few days and hang out in a place where I have spent the last 10 years of my life every day in the beautiful training center in L.A. I can attest to how enjoyable it is, what a great place it would be for someone to win who may have never been to L.A., and that would be a great opportunity. So the hashtag is StandProtected and tweet at Liberty Mutual, and you could find yourself going to L.A. for a nice little vacation.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. But tonight the focus is in Columbus, Ohio, and we got a rematch between the United States and Guatemala. There's starting to be some rumblings, my friend. There's a perception that perhaps the program is starting to go backwards under Klinsmann. I'm going to ask you point blank. What's your opinion?
Yeah, it's not good right now. There's no way to spin it other than that, you know, losing to a team that we haven't lost to in almost 30 years is not good. And I think the real concern right now is not necessarily this part of qualifying. For those who don't understand, there's three games left in this round of qualifying. I think we will advance quite comfortably. The real concern is the next round, where the teams get harder and the matches get a lot more difficult. In the last few years, we've lost at home to a number of teams that we will be playing in this qualifying round and in the next qualifying round, and that has never happened before. So it now gives these teams belief that they can come to America and get points on American soil, which in qualifying is a death wish. So it is concerning. The beauty of soccer and sports really is the next game is the only one that matters. So if we go on and win the next 10 straight games, everyone will forget about this time. But the pressure is certainly on, and it starts tonight. They need to win tonight in Columbus against Guatemala.
Those are the dulcet tones of U.S. men's soccer legend Landon Donovan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now, you mentioned qualifying's not going to get easier from here for the 2018 World Cup. It's only going to get harder. And we've talked a little bit about the state of U.S. men's soccer and how it's clear there seems to be a bit of a regression here. Can you see a scenario, and it sounds like you can, where the U.S. doesn't qualify for the World Cup in 2018?
You know, I would have never said that throughout the years I've been involved with U.S. soccer, even watching as a kid. I would have never said that that's a reality, but it is the reality. And there's a few factors. One is clearly the team's not playing well right now, which is cause for concern. But two, the other teams have gotten better in this region. And so if, you know, we saw the other night the U.S. loses in Guatemala. Well, if you think that's a hard place to play, if you go to Mexico next year and try to win a game, or you go to Panama where the team's better, it's a little more difficult. Go to Honduras where the team's better, a little more difficult. Jamaica, same thing. You could absolutely envision a scenario. And the reality then is, not only is there a huge financial hit for not qualifying for a World Cup in all ways, in all the ways you can imagine, including sponsorships, TV rights, etc., there's a bigger impact of not having the opportunity to inspire a new group of children or people in 2018 at the World Cup like we've done in every World Cup for the last six or seven. So it has big implications. I still believe the team will be fine, but it's getting a little dicey right now.
Is the message from Klinsmann being lost? Is that what's happening with this roster, or is it something else? Is it just maybe the talent isn't quite there as it was perceived?
I think you see in all sports over time, hearing the same voice can get a little bit old in the same messages, and that's why you have so much respect for someone like Greg Popovich or Bill Belichick or Bruce Arena with my old team, the Galaxy. Coaches that can consistently get their teams going and sustain it over a long period of time are very rare. So it's hard to know exactly what's going on without being privy to everything and being inside the locker room every day, but there's clearly something missing. It's not just that the team lost by two goals to Guatemala. It's the way they play. They look uninspired. They look disorganized. They look like there's a lack of confidence, and so there's something going on, and you just hope that it can get corrected quickly.
Well, if that ends up being the case and the scenario plays out where they don't qualify for the Cup, Klinsmann can't survive that, can he?
No, I don't think any coach survives that in world soccer. So I think that's very clear, that the goal for any national team coach is to qualify for a World Cup, and if you don't, then you know that, you know, it's an unwritten rule that you know you're done. So let's hope that that scenario is not playing out. Let's hope that they win tonight, everything's back on track, and then in a few months from now we can forget about this and start celebrating another trip to a World Cup.
You know what? I like your attitude about keeping this positive, but let me ask this, and I'm not going to turn it back negative, but I do want to talk about the continued growth of soccer on the grassroots level, as that's been instrumental in the slow, steady gains, you know, in soccer in this country. Talk about the grassroots level and the continued growth and how that's going to reap dividends further down the road again for U.S. soccer, and how U.S. soccer can then get to the next place from where they are right now.
Sure. Well, that to me is the real discussion. And everybody talks about wanting to win a World Cup. For me, it's not about winning a World Cup. For me, it's about realistically competing for a World Cup every time we play. So, in a tournament that has seven games, if you have a decent team, you could go. I mean, look at Syracuse in the Final Four now in the NCAAs. If you have a decent team, you can make a run if you get all the things going right. You get hot at the right time and you play some teams that, you know, maybe were surprises and shouldn't have been there. You can win some games and perhaps win a World Cup. But the issue for me is we want to be like Brazil or Spain or France or Germany that are consistently going into the tournament thinking they can win the World Cup. That's where we need to get. And so to answer your question, that all starts with producing players that can compete at that level. And there's plenty of players in this country. There's plenty of athletes. We need to get the right players, the right athletes, and have the right coaches teaching them how to play the game the right way. And if we do that consistently, then we'll have a chance every time to compete for a World Cup.
Boy, that was well said. You said it all. I don't think there's much to add. Before we let you run, though, we do want to keep you on schedule. Life since retiring from soccer, what have you been doing? I saw the commercial, and I do get a kick out of it, Don Oven. And pass to that guy, because he's good. You know, we don't want you messing up. I do get a kick out of that commercial. I'm wondering what else you got going on, and what are your plans for the future, and maybe a follow-up of that commercial, because that commercial makes me laugh every time I watch it.
Yeah, life's been good for me. I've been enjoying and enjoying life and having the opportunity to do things like this, where Liberty Mutual brings me out to a game to still enjoy the game and be involved in a small way. I just had a son 2 months ago, so that's kept me pretty busy. And I'm taking my time deciding what's going to be next. I want to make sure that I make the right decision. I'm fortunate. I get a lot of offers and opportunities to do different things, so it's a good problem to have, but I want to make sure I decide what the right thing is and really how it can make the biggest impact on soccer and on lives going forward.
Landon, thanks so much for a few minutes. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a frequent visitor to the Spano and Black Attack, and you do a great job of spreading the word about U.S. soccer and the involvement of Liberty Mutual in U.S. soccer, and we really do appreciate it. And we're glad you were able to swing paying for that jersey. Thank you very much, Mr. Don Oven. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
You got it. Bye-bye now.